Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Wanted to talk a little bit about risk today. You know, as business owners, I think it's fair to say that we have a larger appetite for risk than most people. But at the same time, if you're like me and you're listening to this show, you're probably not like the big risk-taking entrepreneur either. You're not like Elon Musk, who's going to put all of his money and his reputation and his time on the line to make some big, big bet that could change the world and could pay off handsomely. But that's not you. That's not me. Like, we're not about to make those bets. We're consultants. We're professional service providers. We run professional practices. And there is an element of risk that comes with that. And we've accepted that risk because we probably left jobs at big firms or small firms to go out on our own or to build our own firm, our own practice. And there's risk that comes with that. And we've accepted that risk. But nobody's really taught us or trained us how to think about risk. You know, we didn't learn this in school. I mean, you probably didn't go to business school. I went to business school. Nobody taught me how to manage risk as an entrepreneur. And I've been thinking about that a lot lately. And I've been reading Ray Dalio's book, Principles, which I've talked about in a previous episode. And I always find it fascinating how these successful investors embrace and manage risk. And it doesn't always work out. You know, Ray Dalio, at one point in his career, I think this is the, I want to say late 70s, maybe early 80s, but he hit rock bottom. He was on his way up, doing really, really well, building his hedge fund. And then he made a bad bet. And he hit rock bottom. He lost everything, all of his assets, all of his clients, all of his staff, office. He lost everything. Even his partner, he lost his partner because they didn't have the business anymore. And at one point at the bottom there, he had to borrow like a few thousand dollars from his father to make some simple payments. But then Ray built himself back up and he got better at decision making. And that's really what a large portion of the book is about making better decisions. And because he made better decisions consistently, he eventually got back to the top and became the legend that he is today. But I think there's a lot that we can learn from those lessons about managing and embracing risk. Because yes, we are entrepreneurs and yes, we take risks, but we don't need to bet the farm when we take risks. And there are a lot of things that we do in our business on a regular basis, on a day-to-day basis that seem risky to us, but if we really assess the fundamentals, are not that risky. And that's one of the things I'm learning from Ray Dalio is Warren Buffett talks about this a lot too. Pay attention to the fundamentals. You know, ignore the markets. The markets are emotional. The markets are going to go up and down. The markets are erratic. Pay attention to the fundamentals. If the fundamentals are strong, then make your bet accordingly. And I think there's a lot that we can learn from that, because whether it's things like, you know, taking on a particular client or exploring a new industry or trying some marketing project like writing a book or starting a podcast or recording videos or investing in LinkedIn advertising or Facebook advertising, a lot of these things seem really risky because we're putting money and we're putting time on the table. So just because it's risky or feels risky doesn't mean we shouldn't do it. But we need a framework to assess what ventures, what projects are worth the risk. And here are three things I want you to think about when you're asking yourself that question. The first is, where are the fundamentals? Are the fundamentals strong? So let's take an example of writing a book. The fundamentals would be things like, do I have expertise that I could share in a book? Do I have an audience of people who would be willing and receptive to those to receive those ideas? Do I have a process that I can go through to write the book? Do I have the time to set aside to consistently make progress on the book? And when would it be done? Those are the fundamentals. So if you've got the expertise, if you have the audience, and you have a little bit of time you can set aside to writing a book, then the fundamentals are pretty strong, right? If one of those was not true, like if you didn't have the expertise or you didn't have the audience or you didn't have the time, then fundamentally this project is not going to go very well, right? So that's one question. Are the fundamentals strong? The second question is, are other people doing this? Other people like me. So are other people writing books and using their books to generate business for their consulting or professional services practice? Obviously, the answer to that question is yes. That's very common. It's been done to death. and it continues to be effective. So that's the second checkbox. The third question is, will the risk kill me? Right? Will the risk kill me? In other words, is this too big of a bet? Like, am I really betting everything such that if I'm wrong, then I'm done, business is done, we're toast, you know, we're filing for bankruptcy. Now, in the case of the book, I mean, obviously that's an easy question to answer because no, it won't kill you. The worst that would happen is you wasted some time. You probably haven't wasted time because you've learned something in the process, but you spent some time on something that didn't quite pan out the way you wanted it to. It's not going to kill you. In my mind, if you can answer those three questions in the positive, so the fundamentals are strong, other people are doing it too, and the risk won't kill you, then you absolutely 100% should go ahead and do it. Write the book, start the podcast, sign the client, enter into the new industry, expand your service offering, whatever it is. You should do it if those three questions hold true. If they don't, then it's probably not worth the risk. The risk and the reward are probably too heavily weighted towards risk, and you probably shouldn't do it. So that's the way I'm thinking about risk. I mean, I don't know if that's helpful to you, but I do think it's worth reflecting for yourself on the way that you manage risk. There's no avoiding it. So you can't eliminate risk as an entrepreneur. The best you can do is manage risk, and not only manage, but start using it to your advantage. Because this is one of the things that you can use to get ahead is if you have a higher appetite for risk, then you're going to be more adventurous in the things that you do. And take marketing as an example. If you have a higher appetite for risk, you're going to be more innovative with your marketing. You're going to write the book. You're going to start the podcast. You're going to shoot the videos. You're going to try things even though you don't know if they're going to work. You're going to try different things. And if you do that, you're much more likely to find tactics that are going to work really, really well than the guy who's too paralyzed by risk and just won't do anything. So I want you to think about how you manage risk, how you embrace risk, and what your thought process is when you're assessing whether or not a project is worth going through with. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.